What's up, you guys? It's Jamie Grace, and welcome back to the Jamie Grace Podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are here, and I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic Saturday. Guys, today we're going to be talking about one of the greatest cinematic pieces of all time. That is not sarcasm. Many people would think that it I was having mic troubles. But yeah, many people think that I'm joking with that because I know that this is not like a highly esteemed film. But honestly, The Country Bears is perfect, and you will never convince me of anything different. And if you think that I'm absolutely crazy, just, you know, go ahead and just talk to the Lord about that, and I'm sure he will help change your mind. But here's the thing, guys. This is an episode that I do every once in a while on the podcast called Unsolicited Opinions, where I talk about stuff that you guys didn't really ask me to talk about. And some of you guys, I do know you like Country Bears, because I love Country Bears. Hi, guys. I love Country Bears, and so I talk about it on Twitter quite a bit, and then people consequently are like, oh my gosh, I loved that movie. I forgot about that movie. It was so good. So I love it a whole lot, and I know that some of you guys do too. And that was my kid, by the way, that was coming in to say hi to me along with my husband, which is why I was saying hi. But guys, we're going to talk about this film. We're going to talk about the soundtrack. We're going to talk about everything that needs to be talked about with this movie. I will say that if you do follow me on Twitter, then you probably know that I want to be a part of the remake. I don't know if there's a remake happening, but I believe that there needs to be one. And I believe that I need to be in charge. I want to do all the songs myself. I want to be a country bear. It's such a good movie. This movie came out when I was about 10 or 11 years old. It is where I first heard about Queen Latifah. The second time I heard about Queen Latifah was when she was in the movie Hairspray. I did not know until recent years that she was a rapper, and now I realize the genius of her talent, in many, facets. But you guys know that my family were very pro age appropriate family. So there just wasn't a lot of age appropriate, you know, stuff when I was like 10 or 11 years old. Country Bears was it. So that's how I heard about Queen Latifah. And I thought she was amazing in this movie. And she's not the only celebrity cameo. We've also got Elton John. That was the first time I had heard of him, was in this film. We've got Crystal Harris, one of my favorite vocalists. She also did the song Supergirl for the movie Princess Diaries. She is phenomenal. She has a song called My Hero. It's really, no, not My Hero, My Religion. That one's really good. She's just great. I love Crystal Harris so much. So let's start the beginning, and I want to tell you guys what Country Bears is all about in case you do not know. So the Country Bears was this band. They used to tour. They were actual bears. I mean, if we're going to actually talk about the movie, they are like, y'all remember what was like Billy Bob's and Chuck E. Cheese? Remember like those big costumes that were up on stage performing like that? So that's kind of what they look like in the film, but it's also a live action film. So it's like humans, and in this world, bears exist, and it's totally normal. So Country Bears are this band, obviously a country band, and they travel in this tour bus, and they have this big venue called Country Bear Hall. And I guess the band broke up because, one of the couples in the band, there was Trixie, the girl, and I can't remember what her boyfriend or husband, whatever his name was, but they broke up with the band. A lot of, you know, disagreements, whatever all the reasons that bands break up. And now they can't afford to keep Country Bear Hall, and so they're going to tear it down. So that's kind of happening in the background. The foreground, the story, is this bear named Barry Barrington, played by Haley Joel Osment, who we never see because, again, he's a bear. He is in a family. He's adopted into a family of humans. He's got a mom and a dad. His dad is played by... His dad's in something, like Freaky Friday or something. I can't remember. And he's got a big brother and or a little brother. Not really sure which one he is. But he's got this family, and his brother don't get along. And the movie really kicks off with us finding out that Barry loves the country bears. And then he's sitting with his family at breakfast, and he's like, Mom, am I different? And then everybody stops eating breakfast, and everybody's looking at him like, duh, you're different. You're a bear. And then the mom's like, why would you say that, Barry? And then he's like, well, take it like me and what's his brother's name? Me and whatever, for example, our eyes are different colors. I know the whole movie by heart. I should clarify that. And I'm not about to just sit here and recite it. As much as I honestly do want to sit here and recite it. I need to, you know, do other things with my life than sit here and recite a movie for you in its 1 hour and 28 minutes entirety, even though I promise you that I could. So that's kind of what it is. The brother's like, what? That? And that's why you think you're different. And then the dad says one of the best lines in the movie. He's like, well, you know, last Friday, it was casual Friday at the office, and I guess I forgot, and I wore a tie. Boy, did I feel different. And then the kid feels different. He feels left out, and his brother does not help. His brother's kind of a butthead. Sorry, I did not give a content warning before I cussed. But his brother's a butthead, and he makes him feel bad for being different. And so Barry runs away from home and he runs to Country Beer Hall, and he finds out that, you know, all the stuff I already shared with you guys about Country Beer Hall shutting down. And then he wants to embark on a journey to get the band back together and save Country Beer Hall. So that's where the story takes a turn. And then now in the background, whereas the Barringtons, which is Barry's family, ironically, their last name is Barrington, even though they're human, their story was the foreground at the beginning of the movie. The Country Bear story obviously becomes the foreground, and now the background story is them trying to find their son, and they hire these two quirky police detectives who are terrible at their job and just offer some awesome humor throughout the film. One of the officer Cheats, who I'm just now realizing as I'm looking at IMDb that he also is the voice of Ted Betterhead. That's really cool. He's played by Diedrich Bader or Botter. He's also in the film Miss Congeniality, I believe just Miss Congeniality 2, another series I should totally talk about here on the podcast, because, you know, unsolicited, I just decided all by myself I'm gonna do that. But yeah, he's really talented. He's so funny. So I want to go through some more of the cast, because this cast, like, this movie is just so good. It is a musical. I love musicals, and it's just it's just genius content. Sorry, speaking of content, my sister is texting me, and geez, we do this thing frequently where we'll send each other screenshots of each other's content and be like, you should have done this. Or we'll be like, this was amazing, I'm proud of you, all the time. And I love that we get to do that with each other. It's really cool. So we've got Candy Ford. She plays the voice of Trixie St. Clair. I never knew that was a black woman. That's really cool. I don't know anything else that she's been in. I just clicked on her name. She has quite a bit of listings on IMDb, but nothing recently. I wonder what she's up to these days. Man, she was amazing. And then we've got James Gammon. He plays the voice of Big Al. I've not heard of him before. He passed away in 2010. That's so sad. Rest in peace, Mr. James. Then we've got Brad Garrett. He is the voice of Fred Betterhead. I know Brad Garrett from, well, I don't know him personally. He was on a show called Everybody Loves Raymond. I've actually never seen the show. I just know what it is. But he is the principal from The Pacifier, which is my favorite line of his from The Pacifier is, oh, must be a very little house. I just think that it's really funny. So there's that. Let's see. Toby Huss is Tennessee O'Neill. Never heard of him either, but looks like he's still doing pretty recent, like quite a bit of recent content. Sorry, guys. Never heard of you. And then we've got Kevin Michael Richardson. He plays Henry Dixon Taylor. He looks familiar, but he's got quite a bit of voice work and like Lilo and Stitch and stuff. Steven Root, voice of Zeb Zuber. Christopher Walken, the voice of Reet, or not the voice of Reet Temple. He is Reet Temple. Here we go. My husband said, can you text me what you want from the grocery store? Yeah, I got you in 5 minutes. Steven Tobolowsky. Now that's the dad, Norbert Barrington. I believe he was the teacher in Freaky Friday. That was like that the mom had dated or something, or he wanted to go to prom with or something like that, and she turned him down. But he's also in the show The Goldbergs with my castmate AJ Mashalka, former castmate, I guess. We just did a movie together. I'm not trying to like act like be like, yeah, like we like we just filmed yesterday. No, we did a movie together like 5 years ago. Got Daryl Mitchell, MC Gainey, Alex Rocco, Megan Fay or Megan Fay, not sure. Eli Marenthal. He literally looks like the same. That's so funny. He was in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. He plays the older brother in the movie. Queen Latifah, Chip Chinnery, and then a lot of other amazing actors that are listed in here as like TV reporter and stuff like that. But one of the guys, oh, I don't know why Wyclef Jean was in this. Oh yeah, Willie Nelson is in this movie. Bonnie Raitt has a cameo. Brian Setzer. A lot of the magic of this film is in the music. Oh my word. That's where a lot of the magic is. It's just, this is such a good soundtrack, which is one of the main reasons why I really want to do this movie over again. I think that it's such a timeless film, and I think a lot of people are not really into remakes because it feels like it ruins the original film, or, you know, there's like whatever. But I just feel like this is going to sound really annoying, I think, but my thing is, like, if you don't like the remake, you can always just go back and watch the original. I just think that there's something really cool to retelling a story, remixing a story, and I'm really pro remakes, unless people are trying to, like, make it something that it's not on exact purpose of, like, just tarnishing the name of the original. But if it's done in honor of, like, I want to give this generation a version of this because it was so inspiring. Oh my gosh, I'm always up for a sequel or a remake or something like that. So some of the songs in this movie, there's one called The Kid in You by Crystal Harris, which is so good. It's like this bluesy, jazzy feel that like has a harmonica solo by the country bear that plays harmonica. It's just so good. I think Crystal Harris is one of the most underrated vocalist of our time, and I know that she does still do music now. I think more like blues stuff. I think she's like up in Ohio or something like that, and I just think that she's underrated. I don't know, you know, you never know what happens. Sometimes great songs just don't get great airplay. You know, you never know why that kind of thing happens. Sometimes, you know, people might take a break for personal reasons. Sometimes, like, there's so many different variables, and I'm not going to claim to have any kind of insider information, so I don't even want to sit here and make too many examples, you know, because I don't want to sound like I'm like, oh, it's because of this, it's because it's, I don't know, but I do know that she is very talented, and I don't know, I don't think that I hope that she makes like a really cool comeback, whatever capacity, and we get more music from her in the future. I'm only in it for the honey, Brian Setzer. That's like when they were doing the going back and forth, like the battle that Queen Latifah called them to. The only thing I would change if I was like remaking this, I would definitely put Queen back in the movie, and she needs to sing. When I found out that Queen Latifah could sing, I was a little salty that she didn't sing in the movie. Same thing, like when I got older and found out that Reba could sing, I was really mad when I found out she didn't sing in Little Rascals. At least a little bit. Like, come on. But that probably cost more money. So I get it. People are on a budget here. Another really, really, really good song. It's the one where they're in the diner. I don't know the girl's name that sings it. Oh, Jennifer Page. She sings a song, Kick It in the Gear. I'm gonna like Google, like Instagram her. I wonder if she's still making music. Her voice is insane. I love how like everybody in the kitchen was just like, I mean, I know it's a musical, but I love how everybody in the kitchen was like, yeah, we're gonna make music. You guys, she is still making music. Okay, everybody go follow Jennifer Page on Instagram. She's like, she's still doing stuff. It's just Jennifer Page Music. PAIGE on Insta. Okay, I'm really glad she has a page. We're all gonna follow Jennifer Page on Instagram. She looks like she's got a really cute little family. So everybody go do that and tell her that Jamie Gray sent you. So yeah, she seems really cool. I can't wait to listen to what she is making now. She's posted about these headphones that look really cool. And then let's see, what other songs do I want to point out from Where Nobody Knows My Name, Say When We Rock and Roll Star, Friends, Barely Home, Just the Going, Bear Mountain Hop, Straight to the Heart of Love. That is a good one. There's so much good stuff in Country Bears. And honestly, it has such a good message too. I think one of my favorite lines from this movie is, at Country Bear Hall, you can be different and still fit in. I think that's such a good message for all of us. It's like, you know, a lot of times we think like, okay, like I want to try to like be different. I want to try to like stay stand out. It's like, no, we don't have to try to do those things. Like, that's what we already do naturally. We all have something about us that makes us different. But the beautiful thing about it is that when you get a bunch of different people together, we all fit in. And I think that's just so like powerful and amazing. And one of the millions of reasons why I love the Country Bears, and why, if you have not seen that movie, I really hope that you guys will go and check it out. Another thing I like about the movie, my dad and I, we kind of have like this inside joke where we always talk when he's talking about his grass, the one guy that's like the one bear that's always like keeping up with the what is it, like the lawn and stuff at Country Bear Hall. And he's like, sometimes I'm over here, sometimes I'm over there. My dad and I, we've always joked about that line. It's kind of like been our, it was like kind of like our movie when I was younger. Imagine That was another one of those. It was like me and my dad, it was like our movie. So this movie has a special place in my heart. I really like it. Aaron and I watched it a couple weeks ago together, and we really, he hadn't seen the full thing, so he really enjoyed it, got some good laughs out of it. Country Bears is really great. I want to hear from you guys two things, okay? I want to hear, one, what is your favorite song from the movie? Like, hands down, what's your favorite song from the movie? And then two, if you had to have one of these songs remade now, what song would it be and who would be the artist? Now, I know that everybody's gonna say Jamie Grace. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. You can't pick me though. Like, not saying that you would pick me, but like, you can't pick me, okay? So mine would be, I would honestly say Kid in You, I think, is my favorite one. And I think if I was gonna have somebody redo it, I would say, like, I would want Kelly Clarkson to redo it, because, like, I don't really know why she wouldn't do it. But at the same time, I would also like to hear, like, a ridiculous arrangement of something just, like, totally off the cuffs of, like, a Brandi Carlile or an Adele. Just someone that you wouldn't expect to do, like, an upbeat kids movie. Just take a very different perspective and take on something like, what's the duet that they do? Like, oh man, what's it called? Wow, it's like Straight to the Heart of Love. No, that's not it. It's the duet that Trixie and whoever do. You guys know what I'm talking about. I totally already mentioned it earlier, but that's something that I would like to see, because I feel like that would be just really cool and random and like unnecessary, but also exactly what we needed, just like this unsolicited opinion. So thank you guys so much for listening to this today. I really appreciate it. I think you guys are hilarious for checking this out and for subscribing to the podcast, whether it's on iTunes, whether you're listening on Spotify. I really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to tweet me what your favorite song is from Country Bears and what song you want to hear somebody redo. But then also at the same time, like, I want to know what artists you want to hear redo that podcast, if that makes sense. Also, I want to give a shout out to Faith Sposito on iTunes. She said, I've been binge listening to the seasons and they're amazing. Jamie Grace has such a gift for both bringing peace to my soul and also showing me how to challenge myself to become better and live wiser. Thank you so much for that review, Faith. That was really nice. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Jamie Grace H. And if you want to join the party and support this podcast and help me make more free episodes like this and also make more music, hit up patreon.com/Jamie Grace. Thank you guys so much. Okay, bye.